BBC Tees Breakfast. Ali Brownie with you on this, oh goodness gracious me, this Thursday morning. I took a little bit of a sharp intake of breath a little bit there, because we're talking about the possibility of wolves or even bears roaming free in the countryside around North Yorkshire and County Durham. I mean, how do you feel? If you're walking, for example, I really enjoy a walk up the Ingleby Incline, just at the top of the moors there, under towards Rosedale. If suddenly a wolf pack came charging out of the undergrowth. Well, a concept called rewilding could, in theory, lead to that happening. It's been carried out across Europe and even in some parts of the UK. But could it happen here? Our reporter David McMillan has been looking into all of this for us and is with us in the studio right now. David, morning to you.
Good morning.
Right, so a summary of exactly what rewilding is. How likely am I to, in my many walks with Benjamin the Labrador, come across a wolf or a bear on the North York Moors?
Well, she'll come to that in a moment.
Right.
Essentially, rewilding is a concept which is about giving land back to nature and bringing back species of animal that have been made extinct in centuries gone by. Now, it is happening across Europe, as you say. Wolf population is spreading across the continent. Things like bison and wild horses have been introduced in parts of Europe. It has also taken place on a smaller scale in parts of the UK. Now, people who are largely opposed to it would say it's impractical, it's unsuitable for our modern landscape, and frankly dangerous in some cases. But supporters like Jim Cockle from the Durham Wildlife Trust say it would reconnect us with nature.
I think that would be fantastic. I mean, you can get all quite, you know, some people do get quite spiritual about the whole thing and the reconnection with nature. But it's, you know, why do we watch TV nature documentaries? Because we want to see these things.
Now, we should point out at the start, as far as I know, there is no concerted campaign for any mass reintroduction of lost species in our region at the moment.
So if I'm eating me sandwiches just on the top of Clare Bank, there's no possibility of a bear coming out of the woods on the opposite side of the road near the Wainstones just to pinch them for me. But you've been speaking to, as we hear there, from Jim Cockle from Durham Wildlife Trust in North Yorkshire, academic Dr Stephen Carter, a lecturer at Leeds University, also director of the Wildlands Research Institute. I mean, let's have a little listen. Could it be? So could these bears could the bears make a return to the region?
Well, in a word, Ali, no. Both Jim and Dr. Carver said there simply isn't enough room for bears.
All right, well, what about this lot?
Well, like bears, wolves, in theory, require a great deal of space, and that's something that Jim Cockle doesn't think would be possible here. However, Dr. Carver has a different view. He says wolves have naturally made their way into densely populated landscapes in Europe, and people there have learned to live with them.
I was in Potsdam, just south of Berlin, last November, and there are some old military training areas there where wolves have reintroduced themselves coming across the border from Poland, and they're happily existing in that landscape.
So Dr. Carver says where there has been what's rather euphemistically described as a conflict between wolves and livestock, people have either been compensated for their loss or taught how to use dogs or even llamas to protect their herds.
So llamas, bears and wolves, what a combination.
Well, llamas are big creatures that they get very defensive. So if you have a llama amidst your flock and a wolf turns up, the llama...
I'll stand
or the
there.
Alpaca gets angry and it could scare off the wolf. That's
the theory.
That's how it works.